Now, the latest local news in South Jersey right here at the Jersey Giant, WMID, and WCMC. I'm Rick Brancadura. The police have identified 78-year-old Sharon Parker of Egg Harbor Township as the woman killed after trying to cross Tilton Road on the area of Goldenrod Lane just before 7 o'clock at night. Wednesday now, Parker was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver, a 55-year-old Hamilton man, has not been charged. Traffic was detoured for about 4 hours as police investigated. Police still need your help if you have information. Contact EHT Police at 926-2641. Well, for the first time in Atlantic City in the last 50 years, they've sent a Republican to city council. That thins the ranks of majority for Mayor Marty Small, but according to Brett Barbin, a city activist, he says this is earth-shattering. He says it could mean significant change in the electoral process next year.
In that election, Maria Laca won 61%. That's amazing. If we assume every Republican voted for her, by the way, she won 61% of the vote, even though 50% of the electorate were registered Democrats. If we assume every Republican voted for her and 70% of unaffiliated voters supported her, that would mean over 40% of registered Democrats crossed party lines at the bottom of the ballot. That's unheard of. Also unheard of, there was an overcount, not an undercount, an overcount in the city council race versus the presidential race in the 5th Ward. That means more people voted in the 5th Ward. They took an interest in choosing their next councilman rather than their next president.
Well, police here in South Jersey say 53-year-old Preston Newby, a Sycamore man, was killed when his vehicle crashed while he tried to pass someone. It happened on Williamstown Road. Investigators said Newby was driving west on Williamstown near the intersection of Lakedale Road, trying to pass another vehicle when he lost control and struck a utility pole. That probe into that accident is continuing at this hour.
Well, it is a national security risk. Offshore windmills controlled by the elite, power elite offshore from other countries around the world. But the bigger concern is the danger of cancer and power lines which would traverse through Atlantic City. Atlantic City City Councilman George Tibbett says we can't allow for this.
First of all, it's a national security when your electric is offshore running through cancer cables. These cancer cables that are going to run through our kids' playgrounds, our schools, and running through the poorest neighborhoods in Atlantic County. People that have trouble speaking and understanding English, where the most people that have come to this country are living in Atlantic City, are living in those areas, the undocumented workers that don't know any better. It's very risky for our children.
Well, today, Congressman Frank Fallone says President Joe Biden should permanently withdraw all the territory in U.S. coastal waters without active oil and gas leases from future fossil fuel extraction. In a letter to Biden, Fallone said his colleagues said Biden has the authority to do so, citing a section of federal law. He, as well as former Presidents Obama and Trump, have used to seal off large tracts of federal water from oil and gas activities. The Outer Continental Shelf is roughly defined as a seabed starting 3 nautical miles from shore to 200 miles from the coastline. But Congressman Jeff Van Drew questioning Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Deanna Criswell in a House Transportation Committee hearings about reports that FEMA workers were instructed to avoid homes advertising Trump while assisting hurricane victims. That directive led workers to skip over at least 20 homes displaying Trump campaign signs, flags, in that hearing.
I believe that FEMA's blatantly neglected its core mission of providing emergency support to all Americans without prejudice or bias. And I also believe this doesn't happen in a vacuum. And I understand the person who's been fired, she swears that this came from above her. Is she a liar?
Her allegations, I have not seen any evidence that this is beyond her specific direction, but we are conducting additional investigations to ensure that this is an isolated incident.
So the truth
is we will take disciplinary action if there was more than her direction.
The truth is we don't know yet. It's the culture. It's the culture of what's going on.
WIBG!
Women's 2020 Wednesday Local Sports, brought to you by Dunkin'. Have you had your Dunkin' today? Our hometown hero today is Ryan Swikert. He called the day, called the win, despite Princeton's nail-biting threat. In the 77th minute, Swikert and the Rams held on to beat the Tigers 1-0 in the state Group 5 boys soccer semifinal. Princeton got 3 straight shots off that. Swikert made the initial save. Midfielder Brody Reynolds blocked the Tigers' second shot. The third was a header that hit the post to end that game. Malone Eyes were on Philadelphia last night as Jalen Hurts played through a violent blow to his head. Saquon Barkley turned in a close game in the fourth. The Eagles are in command of the NFC East after a 26-18 win over Jalen Daniels, and the Commanders would take a major collapse to miss out on a division title in a home playoff game. And the Philadelphia Phillies gave manager Rob Thompson a vote of confidence in their end-of-season press conference. Thompson was promoted from bench coach when the team fired Joe Girardi midseason in 2022, all ready for contract in the 2025 season.
Phillies announced that their entire coaching staff will return next season, including hitting coach Kevin Long and pitching coach Caleb Gotham. That's Wivage 2020 Regional Sports Wednesday, brought to you by Duncan. Partly cloudy skies prevail today. Temperatures mild, around 62. WMID WCMC's chief forecaster, Brittany Trumpy. In Avalon, things will remain moist with a chance of some light rain tonight. Straight up, more of the classic oldies you love right here at the Jersey Giant. WMID and WCMC. I'm Rick Brancadore.
Good morning and happy Wednesday, everyone. We're going to be on the cloudier side today. Temperatures still in the low to mid 60s, so mild overall. Later this afternoon, kind of in the evening and overnight hours, we're going to see a hefty amount of rain move across our area. We're also going to see some stronger wind gusts on the way, closer to 20, 25 miles an hour. Some of that moisture lingers into Thursday, giving us another chance for some scattered showers, but colder air moves in as those temperatures drop into the 50s. In the Norcast Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Brittany Trumpy.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after these brief words from our sponsor.
I love Pasco. It's rich in chocolate tea. Chocolate flavored Pasco is mighty good for me. Mama puts it in my milk for extra energy. Pasco gives me iron and sunshine vitamin D.
Oh, I love Pasco. That's the drink for me.
Tell a friend. We're back. WMID, the Jersey Giant, 1340.